Good morning, Chad Moyer with you. It is time for our weekly market update with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we talk markets like we do every Friday morning. And Roy, thanks for taking the time and visiting with us here once again today. And it's been kind of an ugly week for those soybeans, hasn't it?
Soybeans have had a tough week for sure. We saw a nice run up starting about the 14th or 15th of February and going to earlier this week. And the last 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday, we lost about half of what we gained in that month. So, you know, it's a pretty tough market when you lose it that fast.
Seasonally, is this what we can expect to happen, Roy?
I would say that it's not unheard of. We look normally 14th of February till about the 1st of May for the spring rally. In a lot of years, the biggest part of that spring rally will come in the first 30 days, and here we are just 30 days off the what we used to call the John Deere low, and we've lost half of what we gained in the earlier part of it. You know, my perusing of the charts certainly doesn't look very bullish. Day before yesterday, we broke through a uptrend line that had been in place since about the middle of December, and then yesterday we took some more of it off. So, you know, it's not a pretty picture. Fundamentally, we're still really, really tight on soybean supplies. The South Americans are still having trouble getting their beans to the port to get them on a ship. So there's some reasons to be optimistic, but the charts is not one of them.
You made the comment that maybe one of the reasons we kind of fell down so hard this week, commercials are kind of playing with their accounts and where they sit on corn and beans?
Well, they're playing with the spreads between corn and beans, and I have to be real careful how I say this because I have a tendency to get confused myself, but the commercials were buying corn and selling beans. They had previously been selling corn and buying beans, and so they had those positions in place, and now they're getting out of those positions, and so sometimes you see the two grains going opposite directions, and that's certainly what's been happening here the last few days. The corn market really has been pretty strong, and you look at the amount of corn that's in the country and the demand, and there's every reason to think that it could go up, and it has been. We just hope that somewhere along the line before the 1st of July that we get that big rally we've been looking for to get rid of the old crop and to put some new crop positions on in terms of forward contracting or hedge to arrive or futures, because we haven't had much opportunity to lock in prices on the 2013 crop yet at a profitable level.
So you were saying before we went on the air that you'd kind of like this bean move to kind of prove itself, huh?
You always hope that it's for real, and we hope that the move down isn't for real, but we hope that uptrend that broke here the last couple of days, we hope that uptrend stays in place and that the market goes back up to and continues to rally. I mean, seasonally we would expect that, but with the outside factors we've got, the besides the seasonal moves, the fact that we were up 30 cents at one point, and the fact that the South American crop is eventually going to get to the market, and when it does, why, we'll probably see a pullback in the cash bids in this country.
Have you seen much movement, similar movements in the corn this week, Roy?
Well, in terms of the price movements, the corn has been a much better performer than soybeans, but, in terms of actually seeing corn going to town and getting sold at the elevators, no, it's like the dead of winter there. There's just not much of anything going on right now. Most people a lot of people sold at harvest time, of course. Most people that didn't sell at harvest time with the intention of selling later have already got it done. So what's left is probably locked in the bins and waiting for higher price or waiting for some rain that we certainly hope comes somewhere along the line here, and so that kind of dampened the grain movement for sure.
How about the basis levels? Has that remained strong, and even though the futures maybe aren't necessarily reflecting the supply situation?
Well, the basis level in corn has really held together well, and it's still just where it was has been for the last couple of weeks. The basis level on beans is hasn't held together quite that well. It's still pretty good, but we've seen the basis slip just a little bit there for a long time. There was quite a premium if you would sell immediately, and there is still some premium for immediate delivery, but it's not as profound or not as far out in the future as what it had been.
All right, as we kind of wrap up for this week, what are the keys to look at here for the next week or month or so?
Continue to watch the basis, number one. That will be your best clue as to what the real demand is. Also, continue to watch the spread between nearby and deferreds. As long as the nearby is higher than the deferreds, that's still a bullish situation. And so, you can look at those two things for a clue as to what direction the market might go. If we see those spreads narrowing up, or if we see the basis getting worse instead of better, why, that's probably a sign that you want to do some serious consideration of making some sales.
And for folks that want more information from you, Roy, how can they get it?
Roy@SawyerRoy.com is my email address. SawyerRoy.com, my website.
Always good to talk to you, sir. Appreciate the conversation, and we'll talk to you next week.
I look forward to it.
Hey, that's Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update the markets every Friday morning right here on KTIC, Chad Moyer reporting.